I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
This is a really fun little tool we use to teach at River Tree and now all across the country and around the world. And it's simply this. In the first panel, it's just the idea of teaching people that God is for them. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. But the crazy thing is, I don't think most children today believe that God is really for them. I don't believe that most people really believe that. And if we can get in our hearts that God really is for us, that he wants what's best for us, if we can help children, you know, understand, hey, God is for you. As you head off to school today, I just want you to know God's on your side. God is for you in a way that he wants you to be a superhero today. It's an incredible game changer. But as you look at Scripture, God being for people really wasn't enough. We still didn't believe that God really could love us. And so God went further, and the next panel we'd say God is with us. And in that, what I would say is God started showing up in things like a pillar of fire, or a pillar of cloud, or a burning bush, or in the lion's den. And God was manifesting himself and showing people that, hey, I am with you, but it still wasn't enough. Today, we still feel like, oh, God might be with us, but he's kind of still out there. And so God went even one step further and said, okay, I'm going to be one of. And I just, you know, love that God moved into the neighborhood, if you will, and he became one of us in Jesus Christ. And that was the game changer, because Jesus loves us, but he also likes us. And that's hard for us to imagine, but if we can let that sink in and understand Jesus, then Jesus can come to live in us. And so we teach children that God is for you, God is with you. Believe it or not, God is one of you through Jesus Christ, and he will come to live in you. And then as a result of Jesus living in you, you tell other children and other people around the world that God is for them. And so it's a very simple thing, but in the community, you know, so how can we as adults now, how can we show children that we are for them? Well, it's in the kind words we say. It's in the way we look at them. It's the way we give them the time of day, that we don't ignore them in conversations. When we move to with, we start spending time with them and doing things with them. The challenge is becoming one of, because to become one of, there's no shortcut for time. It's that time when I, one of my son's soccer team, when I help coach his team, and there we are on the field running around together, and we're laughing, and the kids start trying to tackle me, and I've actually become one of them in some ways, where we laugh together, we actually have meaningful conversations together. That actually gives me the credibility to tell them about Jesus' love so that Jesus can come to live in them.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.